Oh, do you know how many times, Mike Pesca, I heard that this weekend? And then I found it on my iPod this morning because my husband had downloaded the Missouri fight song after I watched him watch the game on Saturday with such drama, such enthusiasm, moments that he was so sure they were going to blow it in the last 4 minutes. Yes, it is time for our Monday morning quarterback, my husband, former ESPN producer and the disembodied voice from around the horn. Are you still high off the Mizzou win, Bill Wolf, St. Louis, Missouri's finest?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm St. Louis, Missouri's finest.
I would.
Let's just say that not only am I still high, but hearing every true son of Missouri and Fight Tigers there on this lead-in has recharged my excitement. I realized this morning early, today, I've lived for 41 years and about 9 months, and this is the first day I have ever awakened with the Missouri Tigers ranked number one in the country. What a day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this is the happiest day of my life.
Oh, and he knows better than that.
The wife might be upset with that.
Oh, no. That was November 4th, 2006.
Thanks, honey.
Different day.
Could it have been any better for a Missouri fan not just to attain the number one ranking, but to do so in beating the dreaded Kansas, a state so hated because, as I read the history, they opposed slavery?
Those dirty Kansans with their hatred of slavery. It could not have been sweeter. We hate Kansas. We were raised to hate Kansas. And for the Tigers to humiliate the Jayhawks on what was supposed to be a neutral field there in Kansas City, it really was sweet, Mr. Pesca. As Allison recounted, it was a dramatic finish.
You have to see this. He's standing in his dad's living room. We're in Tucson, Arizona, with two Blackberries going.
Yeah.
One to his friend who's known as the Shaw.
Dennis Shaw.
Yeah, the Shaw, right.
Who went to Mizzou, right?
Yes, he did.
And who was on the other one?
My friend John Halley from Reno, Nevada, therefore relates.
Who what? Who bet the game big?
Well, that's the guy who relates to people who don't win.
So here was my take on the actual game. The lasting image will be an ABC split the screen into four parts. You have the Kansas coordinator signaling the play to the Kansas coach, and the Kansas coach signaling the play to the Kansas quarterback. And I never understood how much the brain of the quarterback was taken out of the decisions as much as I did in this game. Did it seem to you that the Kansas QB was just getting way too much information, was just way too confused by what was going on?
No. Well, I agree with you. I agree with your essential point that the game...
That Missouri is great. Yes, that's the essential point. Yes.
Yes. I agree with the essential point about football in general. We were talking about it last night,
yeah,
Alex and I, as a matter of fact, that football in general... The game has been removed, much of the game, the strategic part of the game, has been removed from the playing field and handed to coaches and satellite imagery and computers and things like that. I would say, though, that the Kansas quarterback and the Missouri quarterback as well are so trained to receive information and signals and counsel that I didn't think he was confused then. And, you know, in the second half of the game, Kansas made a great comeback based on their excellent response to what they saw Missouri doing on defense. So they would see Missouri's defensive formation and at the last second make the correct strategic call. And, you know, Missouri didn't stop Kansas in the second half. Kansas just ran out of time.
It was one of those terribly exciting games that you wish would go a half hour longer as a fan. Unless you were a Missouri fan, then you were happy that it ended when it did.
I was glad to see it end right when it did.
Now, let's
you know
also,
what? Can I just put it? Me too. Me too, because we had to get on a plane to go home.
But it begins again as Missouri has to face Oklahoma, who has a good fight song, Boomer Sooner. Boomer Sooner.
Except that Boomer Sooner is a direct ripoff, not just of another song like It's a Long Way to Tipperary, a direct ripoff of Bula Bula, which is the Yale fight song. So Boomer Sooner is a great song, and I have...
Boomer Sooner.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to Bula Bula.
Precisely. I have a great story about Boomer Sooner, which I'll save for another time, and it's a great fight song, but it is stolen completely. And yes, the Missouri Tigers must beat Oklahoma in the neutral setting of San Antonio at the Alamo Dome on Saturday night. And should Missouri do that, they will likely go to the championship game, most likely against West Virginia.
Well, we say most likely against West Virginia because they're the number two team, but Kansas was the number two team. And it seems this year in college football, the number two team has less security than the drummer for Spinal Tap.
Well, that's about right. In the last 8 weeks, the second-ranked team in the country has 2 wins and 6 losses, which is just unbelievable. I mean, it really is a shocking number that a team so highly ranked would consistently fall flat. And only a few of those 6 losses came against, you know, teams that were perceived to be excellent. A lot of teams that weren't thought to be good have beaten these teams that have been ranked number two. It is an upside-down, chaotic year in college football, much to the chagrin, I think, of a lot of people in the national media who are more comfortable with when things work out to their expectations. But to people in Missouri, and I assure you, to people in West Virginia, this is fantastic.
And to people who are just casual fans who love the underdog, you know, and to the pro game where there is a juggernaut, the New England Patriots,
yep.
I fell asleep in the fourth quarter. I think the Patriots were actually trailing the Eagles.
They were.
They pulled it out. How'd it happen, Bill?
It happened when the Patriots went on a long touchdown march down the field in the fourth quarter to take – they were down 28 to 24 to Philadelphia, which has been mediocre at best and whose quarterback, Donovan McNabb, was injured and not playing. So a backup quarterback, A.J. Feely, was leading Philadelphia to what would have been a monumental upset when Tom Brady, the handsome and fabulous quarterback of New England, marched the Patriots right down the field to take a 31-28 lead. But it was not done yet, because with about 3 minutes to go, Philadelphia was marching down the field for its own triumphant touchdown drive when the quarterback, A.J. Feely is his name, from the University of Oregon.
Handsome or unhandsome?
In the bell-shaped curve, he's on the right side, but
okay.
Not in that little
he's not Brady
the low
handsome.
Part of the curve where Tom Brady lives, along with, you know, like Zac Efron and Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, he's not movie star handsome. Better looking than I am, but that ain't saying much. Anyway, A.J. Feely was leading his team down the field, and had they scored, they'd have won, and it would have been this remarkable thing.
When you say monumental upset, there's this thing they do in Las Vegas and in Reno called betting on games, and it would have been the biggest upset in the history of football other than when the hapless Tampa Bay Buccaneers first broke into the league. Almost, huh?
Well, the Eagles were 21-point underdogs, so it would have been a very, very big upset. But when you say history of football, don't forget that this year, the Stanford Cardinal were, I think, 41-point underdogs to USC and beat USC at USC. So I wouldn't say it would have been the biggest upset in the history of football.
History of the NFL, I should say,
the biggest upset in the NFL this year, certainly, because I think everybody believes, I was saying to Allison last night, that watching the New England Patriots now, they're so good that it reminds me of when I used to watch the stock market.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Stock market in the late 1990s. It just kept going up, and even though I didn't have that much at stake, unfortunately, I just kept watching to be amazed, and that's what the Patriots are like. They're so good, you're watching to see how good they are. And last night, it almost all came crashing down.
That's Bill Wolf, who's touting WesWelker.com. Bill is Allison's husband and a sports guru. Thanks a lot, Bill.
My pleasure.
Talk to you later, honey.